Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Why Can't I Just Enjoy Things? A Comedian's Guide to Autism is a memoir and cultural guide by British comedian Pierre Novelli, centered on his late diagnosis of autism in adulthood. The book uses stand-up style observation, self-deprecating humor, and personal reflection to explain how autism can shape social interaction, sensory experience, and everyday expectations. Rather than presenting autism as an abstract clinical topic, it frames neurodivergence through concrete moments from ordinary life, including misunderstanding social conventions, reacting strongly to sensory input, and feeling out of sync with other people. Novelli's purpose is both explanatory and corrective. He wants to make autistic experience legible to neurotypical readers while also offering recognition to autistic adults who may have spent years without a diagnosis. The result is a work that sits between memoir, comedy, and accessible popular nonfiction, using humor not to minimize difficulty but to make it easier to understand. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, late autism diagnosis as a reframing of adulthood. A central thread in the book is Novelli's diagnosis at age 31, which reorganizes the meaning of experiences he had previously treated as isolated quirks, frustrations, or personal failures. The book shows why a late diagnosis can be intellectually and emotionally disruptive. It does not simply add a label, but changes the interpretation of a lifetime of social confusion, overload, and difference. This matters because many autistic adults reach adulthood with no diagnosis and are therefore forced to explain themselves through generic ideas such as anxiety, rudeness, stubbornness, or immaturity. Novelli uses his own account to show how diagnosis can connect scattered experiences into a coherent framework. The value of this approach is that it avoids treating autism as something that appears only in childhood or only in severe cases. Instead, it emphasizes how recognition in adulthood can be clarifying without being neatly therapeutic. The book is especially effective when it shows how a diagnostic explanation can be both relieving and unsettling, since it provides answers while also confirming that the differences were real all along. Secondly, comedy is a method for explaining autistic experience. The book does not merely contain jokes. Comedy is part of its explanatory structure. Novelli uses observational humor, timing, and self-awareness to turn difficult or awkward situations into accessible examples of autistic cognition and social processing. This is important because comedy can lower the barrier to understanding a subject that is often represented through clinical language or stereotypes. But by describing everyday irritations, misunderstandings, and repetitive thought patterns in a comic register, he makes the material readable for people who might otherwise avoid a book about autism. At the same time, the humor is not random entertainment. It functions as a tool for pattern recognition, showing how autistic people may notice details, rules, inconsistencies, or absurdities that others overlook. The book also demonstrates how self-deprecation can be used carefully. It creates intimacy and reduces defensiveness, but it does not completely erase the seriousness of the underlying experience. That balance is one of the book's main strengths. It makes the subject approachable without turning it into either a lecture or a confession. Thirdly, sensory overload and the small irritations of ordinary life. Another major focus is sensory sensitivity, which Novelli presents through highly ordinary situations rather than dramatic crisis points. The book repeatedly suggests that for many autistic people, daily life is shaped by small but persistent discomforts that other people may barely register. Loud chewing, social noise, cluttered environments, and other physical annoyances are not trivial because they can accumulate into real fatigue and distress. This is an important aspect of the book because it helps explain why autism is not only about social communication, but also about how the body receives and processes the environment. Novelli makes clear that sensory experience can influence mood, concentration, and even the ability to enjoy being around other people. That is part of the book's larger title-level question: if the world is often overwhelming or irritating, why is it so hard to simply enjoy it? By concentrating on the mundane rather than the extreme, the book gives readers a practical understanding of how sensory overload shapes behavior. It also helps neurotypical readers see that what looks like fussiness may actually be a rational response to persistent discomfort. Fourthly, social ambiguity, indirect speech, and autistic literalism. The book pays close attention to the difficulty autistic people can have with social rules that are implied rather than stated. Novelli often returns to the problem of people not saying what they mean, or expecting others to infer intention from tone, context, or convention. That theme is important because it shows autism as a communication mismatch rather than a simple lack of social interest. The challenge is not only reading people, but also navigating a world in which many norms are invisible until they are violated. and Be Spare, Novelli's perspective highlights the strain created by ambiguous politeness, unspoken expectations, and social performances that depend on shared intuition. His comic approach makes these tensions visible by exposing how strange many everyday rituals become when they are examined literally. This matters beyond humor, because it explains why autistic people may appear blunt, confused, or overly exact when they are in fact responding logically to unclear input. The book, therefore, contributes to a broader understanding of social life as something that is heavily encoded and not equally transparent to everyone. That is one of its most useful insights. Lastly, critique of vague representation and masking in neurodivergent culture. The book also engages with how autism is represented in culture and how autistic people manage themselves in public. Novelli is skeptical of the common habit of describing characters as autistic-coded without saying so directly, because this can preserve ambiguity while avoiding clear representation. His position suggests that visibility matters if autism is real and structurally important. It should not be left only to implication or audience guesswork. Alongside this, the book touches on masking, the effort to suppress or hide autistic traits in order to fit in. This is a significant theme because masking can help people function socially in the short term, while also creating exhaustion, self-doubt, and burnout over time. The book does not present masking as a moral failure. Instead, it treats it as a survival strategy with costs. That balanced treatment is one reason the book feels credible. It does not romanticize neurodivergence, but it also does not reduce autism to suffering. By connecting representation, self-presentation, and mental health, Novelli gives the book a wider social relevance that goes beyond personal memoir. In conclusion, Why Can't I Just Enjoy Things? Is best suited to readers who want an accessible, intelligent account of autism that does not rely on academic jargon or clinical distance. Autistic adults, especially those diagnosed later in life, are likely to find the book useful for recognition and self-understanding. While neurotypical readers can gain a clearer sense of how sensory overload, social ambiguity, and masking affect everyday behavior, its practical value lies in translation. It makes lived autistic experience easier to interpret without flattening it into a checklist of traits. What distinguishes it from many books in the same category is its tone and structure. Novelli is not writing a standard self-help guide, nor a purely personal memoir, nor a detached popular science book. He combines all three through a comic voice that keeps the material grounded, specific, and readable. That balance allows the book to educate without becoming heavy and to be funny without becoming dismissive. In a crowded field of autism writing, it stands out because it explains difference from the inside while remaining inviting to outsiders. If you would like to support Pier Novelli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.